Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Good morning, Lee. Okay, so breaking news. Donald Trump just rejected Europe's offer of zero tariffs. It's because he's no fool. He knows there are a lot of trade barriers that Europe puts up that have nothing to do with tariffs. Tariffs isn't even the worst thing Europe does to us. So he's not falling for that.
Well, they regulate American businesses out of competition from their businesses.
Yes.
I mean, that's, as you point out, it's not so much the tariff, it's the regulations.
But then mouth off when we don't appropriately fund the war with Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And Trump's saying, forget this. We're not doing this. So anyway, this just came out. So Trump has rejected Europe's offer yesterday of reciprocity, zero tariff for zero tariff. So it's not enough. Oh, and by the way, I would like you to buy $350 billion worth of natural gas from us guaranteed every year. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's going to have to come up with that gas, which means he's going to have to get that that energy legislation through the House and through the Senate. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, Lee, I mean, Mike Johnson said in November when Joe Biden signed that ridiculous ban on permitting for basically the entire coast of the United States of America from end to end. He said, well, we're going to need energy legislation. Where is it, Mike? Because it's like April, you know? But anyway, Trump seems confident we'll come up with it for years to come. And so he's saying, no, you got to buy at least $380 billion. That will close the trade gap. And he's right. What he's basically saying is, look, I've been telling you for years, don't buy it from Russia. That's really dumb. And you didn't listen. Well, now I'm going to make you listen. You know what? These are just simple, common sense things that presidents should do. This is not hard stuff.
No.
And for, you know, somehow, you know, it became just gauche in Washington with the previous presidents. And Bush and Obama, I think, were more like-minded than they were differently minded. This idea that, well, America should win in trade negotiations. No, no, we're a superpower. That wouldn't be fair. We should be a donor nation. It would be embarrassing to be seen advocating for ourselves. We have to let everyone take advantage of us. And just nobody bothered. This is Trump bothering, just trying.
Yeah.
And that's what these tariffs enable, is just for, you know, them to call negotiations to start and us to do things that make sense for the, you know, for America. Why aren't they buying that from us? I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, just absolutely simple stuff. And look, if you want proof of what I'm saying here, I'm just going to play this again. This is Trump talking about Shinzo Abe, who is head of Japan. He was assassinated, unfortunately. They were really good friends.
I went to him and I said, Shinzo, we have to talk. What? Trade. And he goes, I'll never forget it. I know. I said, what do you know? I knew you'd come to me. Why do you say one? Because I can't believe, I wouldn't tell the story if he was alive, actually. Said, I can't believe how many years it's been that nobody even negotiated with us in America. I said, Shinzo, you have to pay for your cars. You're sending millions of cars. You don't accept a car from us. You don't have one car that you accept. And yet we're selling 3 million, 4 million of your cars. I said, Shinzo, on agriculture, you won't even accept our agriculture. And I renegotiated a whole trade deal. We have trade deals that were so bad that I said, who are the people that are doing it? They're either very stupid or they're getting paid off. OK, it's one or the other. It's very simple.
Yeah, this is so obvious. And Tara, I heard I forget where I heard the comment, but Trump had said no other president would do what I'm doing. And he's right, because mm-hmm. no other president did what he is doing, because we're taking a common sense approach to trade. If you're going to tariff our products, we're going to tariff your products. If you're going to regulate our businesses out of your market, we'll regulate your businesses out of our market. I mean, it's just a, you know, a treating people as you want to be treated. That's all it is. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you do unto you, or tariff unto others as they tariff under you.
I just find that one clip amazing because
absolutely.
Of the fact that Abe is amazed that no one's ever challenged this incredibly good for Japan but destructive deal for us. No one's ever even brought it up.
Yeah, and that's – and to me, I love the fact that you get a look behind the curtain, because I always want to think we see what these leaders say and do in public and in the media, but you've got to know that there's other discussions on a completely different level and a different reality that are going on behind the scenes, because what we're being shown makes no sense.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. So all of that going on, and there's going to be screaming today, okay, from the mainstream media. How dare Trump turn Europe down? Go ahead, take the deal. 0-0, isn't that what he wanted? They're going to mislead their listeners.
Right, exactly.
They're not going to explain to them how Europe uses all kinds of trade barriers to block us, and it's not enough. But look, they still get to lead. This is a good deal for Europe, by the way. I mean, 0-0 tariffs, and all they got to do is buy $350 billion worth of natural gas, and they can leave all their trade barriers
exactly.
in place.
Exactly.
That's a really good deal for Europe. They should take that.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right.
But watch it. Watch next 24 hours. I'll have the audio. Yeah. They're going to frame Trump as some kind of evil dictator for even asking for this.
Well, I wish you'd go back and continue talking about reciprocity. And somebody needs to bring up, once again, the Nancy Pelosi stuff from the 90s, where she mentions reciprocity with regard to China and the trade policies, because that's what's going on. You're not being shown by the national media, by the legacy media, what they are doing to us all the time. This is not Trump being a bully, as China is saying. It's we're going to go head to head with you. We're going to have a fair and balanced trade approach. We're not going to have you taking advantage of us anymore.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What was that stat? I'm just giving you a quiz off the top of your head. It was in your news. It was really good about Australia and beef. Do you remember? It was like,
I don't recall. That was in the business news, and I don't write that. So
No, it was like 49 either million or billion. I don't know. Was one of the two of, you know, we're buying from Australia beef, and they won't let a single ounce of ours in there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. No. You owe us. You do.
And this is an ally.
Yes.
Australia is a great ally to this country.
Supposed to be.
Well, they are. But on a trade situation, not so much.
I know. Meanwhile, the screaming today is going to be absolute. I'm sure it's already going on CNBC because Trump slapped China yesterday, threatening him with that 50% tariff. It's cumulative. So China will be at about 104% at this point.
Yeah.
They're going to freak.
When you add them all together, yeah.
They're going to absolutely freak on. They're going to tell everybody we're going broke. The end is near. We will collapse. But I want to read something because this was a really great post online. It's by somebody named Fisher King. Remember that, when he said this, I had forgotten this. And I remember talking about this when I was first in talk radio. Remember that free trade with China, allowing it into the World Trade Organization, which was a disaster.
Yes.
Was basically they hold us to everything, but we hold them to nothing.
Right.
And the World Trade Organization holds them to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, remember that free trade with China, allowing it into the World Trade Organization, was in pursuit of a foreign policy agenda. Mm-hmm. The thinking was China would move toward democracy, become a stakeholder in the international order. That didn't happen.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Badly. It was not a move to, hey, we need to put some factories here, or hey, we need to. No, it was for foreign policy. That didn't happen, he writes. It was a failed experiment. So all those jobs lost with the goal of liberalizing China were for nothing. So if we're still dealing with an authoritarian regime engaged in mercantilist policy, complete with currency manipulation, it's time for the USA to try something else. Lee, so much worse than that. I mean, going into Christmas, I'm reading the Wall Street Journal that China is in all of our systems. They're in our water treatment systems. Yeah. They're in our ports. They can disable them and attack us at any time. It's the greatest threat we face is the FBI. And these yahoos are on TV going, oh, be nice to China or what?
Yeah.
They'll poison our water? I mean, what? This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we have been very stupid with our trade policy for decades, for absolutely decades.
Yes.
And the thing that concerns me most is the national security issue of the Wi-Fi routers, the cellular communications equipment, all of this stuff that we know China has an ability to access on our soil at some point. And that is a national security threat. And how we just offshored all of that equipment to our enemy, our economic and military enemy.
Yeah.
And allowed that to come in and used government packed taxpayer dollars and subsidized the purchase of this stuff. So we're funding our own demise is what we're doing.
They think we're such a joke that when our Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen goes over there, they spike her food with hallucinogenic mushrooms because they think it's funny. They did that, by the way. She got stoned. That's poisoning.
Yeah.
She's a Treasury Secretary. That is the level of contempt China has for us. Do you think that Trump would have ever put up with that?
No.
His Treasury Secretary gets poisoned with hallucinogenic mushrooms. Do you know how hard they were laughing in the back rooms?
Oh, yeah.
But today, I'm telling you, it's going to be all hysterics because Trump responded with a 50% tariff to China's 34% provocation. Oh, it's going to be screaming and yelling and boo-hoo. Oh, but I wanted to play this really quickly to end the segment because this was really good. It was from Peter Navarro. Let me tell you what, when Peter Navarro talks, you should listen to him because this guy predicted the exact month, almost to the week, that the market would hit 30,000. And he did it more than a year before. That's how good he is. And that's when everybody was like, I don't know if it's going to hit 30,000. I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. It did. He promised it would, and it did. And now he's got some advice for you. If you're in your 401k, if you're in the market, if you're a middle-class Main Street stockholder just hoping to get to retirement.
Here's the thing I want to say to small investors. Don't panic. They want you to sell. You can't take a loss until you sell. And what I see is 50,000 on the Dow. I predicted in 2016, the day after President got elected back then, when the dead futures were dead red down, I said, we're going to go to 25,000. I got that exactly right.
Yep, we got 30 right too. But
more importantly, with the S&P 500, the gains we've had over the last couple of years have been basically seven stocks, the Magnificent Seven, the AIs. Most of the stocks in the S&P 500 have gone nowhere. Now they're going to go crazy. They're going to go so bullish because we're bringing our investment home. The other thing.
Yeah. So advice for Main Street. Hang it in there. Hang tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.